series we're in right now is what? Say it with me. That's right. That's not a bow. You're getting it. That's not a bow. That's not what Christmas is about. I mean, I'm glad that we get to give gifts and get to receive gifts. That's fun, man. I appreciate it. However, Christmas is about not the bow. It's about the bow. It's about the worship. And so this year, I've done this for years and years and years. I mean, every Christmas, I'm going to teach a Christmas story for about a month. I'm going to go over it. Boy, that's a challenge every year to do something different. Well, it's amazing when you look at the different facets of the Christmas story. And this time, I'm looking at it from the worship point of view. I want to see these people that are involved in the Christmas story worshiping. What did they do? And so that's been my focus, that's been my prayer, that's been my angle as I study the Scriptures. So today we're going to look at Joseph. Okay, we're going to see how Joseph did it. Joseph was a man. How do men do it? We're just different. Y'all know that, right? Let's check it out. Here we go. Last week we opened up the series with Mary. How did Mary worship? Here's what she did. The Bible says that Mary, after she visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the mother was 6 months pregnant with John. And when Mary came, the Bible says the baby John did what? Leaped in her womb, leaped at the presence of the Messiah and Mary being there. It's incredible. So after that happened, Mary writes a song. It's right in your Bible. We preached it last week. She said, "My soul doth what?" Say it with me. Magnify the Lord. So how did Mary worship? She magnified the Lord. What does that mean? It means to enlarge, like a magnifying glass. You put a magnifying glass on something, it gets bigger, right? Well, she did that with God. All that she had experienced, she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She made God what? That's what worship is. Worship is that. Good, awesome. Holler it out. She made God what? Say it with me. Big. God is big. He's all around us. He's doing things all the time. This past week, our heart was broken as Mr. and Mrs. Scott, their son, I don't think you mind me telling this, their son was in a motorcycle accident. It was horrible. They came to my office broken. And I felt so weak. And he is just at death's door. They were just thanking God that he's hooked up to all these tubes, but he's still alive. There's still hope. You know what I'm saying? Did you know we serve a big God? Do y'all know that or not? We have a big God. We have great technology. Where do you think that came from? Some man? That came from God. The doctors, the things that we get to see today, it's incredible. And so we prayed. Been praying, they've been visiting, and just looking for little small hope. But putting their focus on God. God, you know, help our son. And so, I just want to tell you, he's still in serious, critical condition, okay? But, she told me this morning, and we're going to rejoice with you, she told me this morning, he woke up Friday. He woke up Friday. You can imagine if you were that mother. Is that right? Yes or no? Amen? I'm just saying, now keep Stephen in your prayer. We want the whole church to pray for Stephen. Say Stephen. Stephen. Say it again. Stephen. Okay? That's our gift to you and to him. That's our Christmas gift. We're going to pray for him as a church. We're going to pray. But I want to tell you something. God's doing all kinds of things everywhere. He is a big God. Y'all listening to me this morning? I got off on this, and I know I'm taking up time. But he's a big God. Mary, how did you worship Mary? I think Mary would say, "Man, I made God big. Couldn't believe it. You ought to have seen it. I went to Elizabeth. She was pregnant. It was incredible, just like the angel said." And Mary just exploded in her song that she wrote, and she praised the Lord, and she wasn't but about 15. Incredible. Well, how about Joseph? Joseph's not privy to all this mess. How's he going to take it? Let's look at it. How did Joseph worship? By the way, he was a man. He was a carpenter. Probably worked with some wood. For sure, he worked with stone. Okay? Because that's where he was from, in the Nazareth area. And I've been there many, many times. And everybody who's anybody in a historian way, anything at all, they tell you, there's no doubt about it, Joseph and Jesus worked mostly with stone. Rock. That's a tough fellow that'll work with that. Y'all hearing me? Just wasn't a lot of wood around to be worked with. So Joseph, how did he do it? Today's message title is Joseph's Walk of Worship. Can you say that with me? Joseph's Walk of Worship. Last week, Mary's Song of Worship, she made God big. Today, Joseph's Walk of Worship. Joseph, how are you going to do it? What are you going to make God? If she made him big, what are you going to make him in your life? Let's look at it. Let's check it out. Keep looking. Matthew 1:18. If you have your Bible, love you to turn there. It'll be also on the screen for you this morning. The Christmas story, you might wonder sometimes, the Christmas story is in Matthew and it's in Luke. Mark starts off with a different take, and John starts off in a different way. If you want to see the Christmas story, it's in what two books? Tell me, Matthew and Luke. So we're looking, you'll see a lot of times as I'm teaching, Matthew and Luke popping up. That's why. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So Mary was espoused to Joseph. What does that mean? Today we would say she was engaged to Joseph. But it's different. This was a legal binding contract. This had been worked out with the parents. It was a done deal. I mean, they'd even talked money probably. You understand? It's a different ball of wax. You didn't like, well, I don't like him. It's Friday, so I pick me somebody else. No, that ain't the way it was. That's not the way it was at all. This was a legal, binding engagement agreement. It's, in a way, it's like they're already married. I mean, it was just going to happen. Keep looking. They had no sexual relations, period. None. She was a virgin. They had not fooled around. Had not happened. We could learn a lot from this couple, guys. Ladies, y'all hearing me? Yes or no? It's funny how we do things and we try to get it all spiritualized and get God to stamp his approval on it. He ain't doing it. Just the way this all happened, that's really how he'd like you to do things as well. And he shows us that through other parts of the scripture as well. But so no sex at all. But problem, Mary is found with child of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now we know that. You and I are here today. Joseph doesn't know this. This is a problem. He's a stone worker. He's not a spiritual giant. He's all man. Got it? She was found. Can you say that with me? Was what? Was what? Was found with child. What does that mean? Here's what it means. She had gone to see her cousin Elizabeth. If you carefully read the Christmas story, she stayed almost 3 months at Elizabeth's. Took about 5 days to get there, 5 days to get back, stayed almost 3 months. So she comes back. Joseph ain't seen her in about how many months? And she comes back, and I don't be disrespectful, she came back knocked up. Excuse me. Is that what she was, yes or no? I ain't seen you in 3 months. How are you going to worship? So she was probably about 3 months when Joseph did what? Found out. How are you going to get through this, Joseph? How are you going to worship? That's what I've been doing in my office this week. Well, this is one thing I saw for sure. Joseph was all man. Can you say that with me? Joseph was all man. We make a big mistake here when we paint him as some spiritual, super spiritual giant or something like that. Joseph, what? She's 15. Joseph was who he was, okay? Was he a good man? Absolutely. Let's check it out. Pop it up. He was all man, though. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Let's just unpackage that a little bit. What kind of man was Joseph? He was all man. Got it? Yes or no? You understand that, right? oh no, he was just super caring and all that. Would you not do that? That's not realistic. This is crazy. This has never happened before. Are you going to tell me this kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay? So what kind of man was he? The Bible says he was a just man. He was a just man. What does that mean? He was a righteous man. He was a good man. Okay? That's who he was. He was also a kind man. He was not willing to make her a public example. That's what a lot of people would have done. Most people would have done that. Almost all people would have done that. But he was a kind man. We see that he had an unusual kindness about him. He was a thinking man. The Bible says he was minded. He was minded. He was thinking. Obviously, he probably laid awake at night thinking about this situation. You agree with that? Yes or no? Sure. He's a thinking man. Okay. So what kind of man was he? He was also, say that with me, he was what kind of man? A what? He was a hurting man. He was a hurting man. Tough guy. I can see him. Tough. This is killing him. He is hurting. He was minded. He thought about the situation to put her away privately. What does that mean? It means, it actually literally means to divorce her. To divorce her privately. To just divorce her and make this go away. Okay? I thought of this week in my office. Planned Parenthood's who I thought of this week in my office. Yes, you got that right. Planned Parenthood was started by that ugly lady right there. Excuse me. Margaret Sanger. You can tell her I said that. Okay? This was all started. She was basically a Nazi. Hated blacks. Thought they were inferior. And yet our government supports this crap. Excuse me. Okay? Family planning. My gosh, I wouldn't want to have nothing to do started by a lady like this. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? I'm sure Joseph heard people just like this. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. According to the law, what should happen to Mary? Somebody tell me. She should have been what? Stoned. Do you think there were people around Joseph saying she should be stoned? Yes or no? Of course they would. Man, they're worse than Planned Parenthood. They were saying not only kill the baby, they're saying kill who? Mama too. I just thought I would throw that up. Check it out sometime. Honestly, check it out sometime and you'll see the hatred. You can go online yourself. You can see, just online yourself, and you can see her with pictures with the Klan. Let me tell you something. No person is inferior. No person is inferior because you don't like the color of their skin. You hearing me today say? All right, and I don't think our government, I wish my tax dollars, if I was in charge, I tell you that, but not one dime. But I ain't. But the fact of the matter is, thank God for places in our community like Pregnancy Solutions and others, and I say that because Marjorie's right here in front of me this morning, but thank God that we have a place that goes out and tries to rescue children and let mothers know that regardless of their situation, they matter to God and they are a blessing and we can love on them. Amen? Come on. Amen. But I know that was ugly, but good. Things have to get ugly sometimes. You ugly at Christmas, Pastor. I know I am. Anyway, listen. I wanted you to hear what Joseph was hearing. Yeah, kill her. He was minded to do it privately. He was hurting. How can you worship Joseph? How can you worship Joseph's walk of worship? Let's keep looking at the story. See what we can find. So how did Joseph worship? Y'all with me so far? Here we go. But while he what? Because he was what kind of man? Thinking man. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a what? Isn't that sometimes the worst times? I know it is for me, at night. When you're laying in bed, can't sleep. You ever feel the attack of the enemy at night? Does anybody do it other than me? Say. I mean, I can be, if I keep myself busy, you know, and you know, I'm good, but boy, you lay me down to sleep. And if I can't sleep, boy, that's why it's important that I, especially on Saturday night, that I go over my sermon. I've been thinking about my sermon. I fill my head with Scripture so I don't get all beat up through the night, but he still comes and beats me up, tries anyway. You know? Joseph's getting beat up. I can see him. But while he thought on these things, what am I going to do? Should I listen to them? Should I divorce them? What should I do? The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary to be your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name, say it with me, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Joseph, the angel appeared to him. A couple of things. He said, don't be afraid. The child is conceived of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Boy, you think that was helpful to Joseph? Wow. Man, it didn't necessarily fix it all. You ever heard, you ever read in the Bible, God's Word said do something and you didn't do it? Yes or no? Can I see your hand? You ever heard me say up here on platform something you ought to do because it's the Word of God and you didn't do it? Can I see your hand? Just because the angel said it don't mean doodly squat. Okay? You ever heard something and knew it was even true? Right in the Word, but you argued with it and tried to make it not true? Can I see your hand? Yeah. What you going to do, Joseph? Well, actually, God had said this would happen this way 700 years earlier by a prophet named Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Big sign. Neon. Ming, ming, ming. A virgin shall conceive. That's a big sign. And bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew, he continues this story as he's writing it. Verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, that's Isaiah, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is, say it with me, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Jesus means God saves. Emmanuel means God with us. Let's do it again. Jesus means God. Emmanuel means God with us. Okay? Just like the prophet said. So Joseph, his walk of worship. Now, quite frankly, I ain't seen him worship yet. Have you? Have y'all seen him worship yet this morning? I ain't seen him worship yet. I've been looking. All I'm seeing is trouble. How did you worship Joseph? Could you say that with me? Joseph made God. Now, you're going to let, I'm going to talk to you about this. This is where I'm headed now. Joseph made God true. Mary made God what? Joseph made God what? True. Mary made God. Joseph made God. What do I mean? Check it out. Verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, say that with me, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. And he took unto him his wife, and he did not know her, did not have sex with her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name. He called him Fred, say. Called his name Joseph, say. Called him what? Jesus. Joseph made God true. A little different information on the story out of Luke 2. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there in Bethlehem, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. I mean, this is a tough story all the way through. You know what I'm saying? This is not the way you want to have a baby, really. You know what I'm saying? A lot of problems. But you know what? Joseph made God true. Now, that might be throwing you for a loop here this morning. Where did I come up with that? Just keep listening to me. Joseph made God true. How did he worship? Joseph made God true. And you're going to get it before I'm done. He did what God said do. Can you say that with me? Joseph made God. He did what God said. Help me now. Joseph made God. He did what God said. You talk about God all day, but still you start doing what He says do. Don't tell me you're a follower of Christ. Okay? Oh, God's good. God's all this. God's all that. But if you ain't doing what He said do, you can't be talking. Joseph made God true because he did what God said do. Got it? That's what I came up with. That's what I saw this week. Joseph did what? He took Mary to be his wife. Why? Why did he take Mary to be his wife? Because the angel said what? So. Amen? That's why he did it. Joseph had no sex with Mary. Okay? That whole time. Wonder why he did that. He's just a really nice feller. He don't like it. You think? Yes or no? He's all man, brother. I'm telling you that right now. He didn't have sexual relations with Mary because the angel said so. Got it? Joseph called the child who? Do you think a dad might like to name a child after himself? Say. You think you might like to have some input into what you get to call your kid? You think somebody might like to get to do that? Say. He did it just like God said. This was Joseph's worship. Sometimes we worship. We make worship funny. You think you got to dance all around. You got to do all kind of stuff. That's why most, a lot of men are turned off with coming to church. Be honest with you. That's the truth. Some of the best worship you can ever do is doing right. Some of the best worship you can ever do is doing the right thing. When you start talking to men like this, fellas, it's just doing the right thing. God knows you're a man. God made you a man. You know, some guys, they're just not big singers. It's okay. Can a man who's not a big singer still worship Jesus? Yes or no? Absolutely. Absolutely. God just took Joseph right where he was, and Joseph worshiped God. He made God true. Mary made him big. Joseph made him true. Don't you think that would work in our world? Say. I mean, we can make a lot of noise and we can make God big, and that's all good. I like that. However, when you meet somebody, and I pick on Frank a good bit. When you meet somebody like Frank whose life has actually been changed and he actually was saved and he can show a different life and he can say God is true because look, I did this and that's what God said do and he changed me so he can change you. Do you think that kind of testimony might resonate especially with men? Yes or no? Yeah. Amen? That's Joseph. That's my take on it. Let's keep looking. Well, actually, let's sing a song. You never know what might happen here. Don't get up and leave after the song message ain't over. I know you. I know how you are. How can it be this baby in my arms sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king who looks so small? His face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just disappears. And when he laughs, it shines again. How can it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? Can I raise a king who looks so small, his face and hands so fair? And when he cries, the sun just disappears. Oh, but when he laughs, it shines again. How? Joseph made God true. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Joseph did what God said do. Now we're not quite done with the message. Let's finish rolling. Here we go. What do I mean, Joseph made God true? I don't want to just tell you a story this morning. I mean, I'd be tickled to do that. That's all I got to do. But I'd like to, let's see some application. What does that mean for me, preacher? I want to be like Mary. I want to make God big. I want to be like Joseph. I want to make God true. How do you do that? Romans 3:3-4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Let God be true, but every man a liar. Can you say that with me? Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in your sayings and mightest overcome when you are judged. You know what Joseph said when they were talking? Hey, you know that ain't true. You know she got knocked up while she was there seeing Elizabeth. No way that could happen. You know what Joseph decided to do? Make God true. Okay? It's going to happen in your life. The enemy's going to come when hard times come. When a husband or wife walks out on you. When a child dies. When a parent dies. When something you've worked your whole life for just disappears and vanishes up in thin air. You're left with nothing. That enemy's going to come and just tell you all you've been following Jesus. Now, where is he now? And you're going to be left. Are you going to worship or not? That's what I'm talking about today. Joseph, regardless of his situation, what he was thinking, he was hurting. He made a decision. I am going to believe God. That's worship, friend. Y'all getting the message now? Say, this was all man. It's how a man does it. It's good stuff, man. Look at John 8:32. You shall know the what? Truth, and the truth shall make you free. Friend, you can wrestle with your faith, and is it this God or that God or the other God? Well, if you read your Bible, they ain't but one. God makes it simple. You don't have to wrestle all the time. It's my son Jesus. Put your faith in him. There's no other way to get anywhere. That's what he says. Okay? Can you imagine the freedom, the release that Joseph must have felt when he made God true? Instead of all those things swirling in his mind, those what if she did this, and maybe it's a situation over here. When he decided to make God true, he was free. He was free to be the dad and the husband he needed to be. You understand? Say, you can't serve two masters. You can't. You're going to go crazy if you keep trying to do that. Won't you get on both feet all in and follow Jesus? Amen? And just say, you're true and every man's a liar and I'm going to believe the truth and it's going to set me free and I'm going to put this baby to rest. Amen? That's what I'm talking about today. John 1:14, the Word was made flesh, that's Jesus, and He dwelt among us, John, the Apostle said. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Jesus is truth. Do you know that? Have you made God true? Have you made the decision? Are you willing to say in your life, God, I believe You had one Son, His name was Jesus, I put my faith in Him and nobody else. You know what Jesus said? He said, I'm the way, I'm the what? I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. Joseph made God true. How about you? Say. That's what Joseph did. That's what I saw. Joseph was all man. Let's look at it. He was a just man. He was a kind man. Certainly was a thinking man. He was a hurting man, but listen to me, something else I saw this week, that's what I've been talking about. Can you say that with me? Joseph was what? Something else. Come on, one more time. Joseph was something else. He was something else. Joseph was something else. He was some kind of man. Man, he's a guy that could be a hero. Joseph. He was something else. You know what he was? He was an obedient man. It's a manly thing, guys. Ladies as well. Listen, young people, you're all man when you follow Jesus Christ. When you decide to stay with your marriage, you're a man. You hearing me say? When you decide to stay faithful to that one woman that God's put in your life, you know what you are. Say it with me. You're a man. Are you hearing me today? You're pathetic if you run around. Excuse me, you're a piece of crap. You heard me say it. Excuse me. I normally don't get that strong. That deserved it. You hearing me say? Men, man up! Be a man! Joseph was a man! Yeah! Mo! Come on. Have to help the children after they listen to me, I'm sure. Anyway, listen. He made God true. He took responsibility. Fellas, come on. Joseph did what was right. Gosh, what a different world we'd live in if men did that. Amen? I love Fellowship Church. I love when I look around in the front row. I got two men right here. I love every man sitting right there. A man with his wife over here. Look at that. Got Raj down front. Men over here. Men over here. Men over here. And most of you guys, I've gotten to know you. Amen? I love that I come to a church where men go to church. Are we perfect? Are you crazy? We're here because we need help. We want to do the right thing. Don't we, guys? Say it with me. We want to do the right thing. That's what we want to do. Okay? Not easy, but we want to do the right thing. And I know when we do the right thing, the women in our life, the children, they'll get behind us and they'll appreciate that. I believe that with my whole heart. Joseph led this family. Joseph, Mary didn't lead this family. Joseph led this family. Joseph made God what? How do you do that? He made every man a what? That's right. You disagree with the Bible, guess what? You're the liar. Excuse me. You don't need to keep telling people that. Unless you have to. You know what I mean? Come on. It's amazing to me. I know I'm going off here a little bit, but it's amazing. When I became a Christian and I started reading the Bible and I put my faith in Jesus, and that was the path I was on. I chose that narrow way. Not the perfect way. No, never been perfect. But I chose that way. Started reading the Bible and by faith accepting God's Word. Did you know what? I don't. When they have talks about evolution and mess like that, did you know what? That's water off my back. I know I'm created. People can argue till the cows come home about this earth being billions of years old. I just sit there and laugh. I believe in a young earth because that's what my Bible teaches. I believe that. I believe that. You can believe what you want. That's what the Bible teaches. Well, you're a nut. Well, good. Call me a nut. You're a liar. Amen? I'm just saying. When the Bible tells me in the Bible that I'm supposed to love my wife as Christ loved the church, did you know what? That's how I'm supposed to love, Joy. Do I always do it? No. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Absolutely. Amen? Learn so many things from the Bible. And I can just put so much of that to rest. Why? Because let God be true and every man a liar. Are y'all hearing what I'm trying to talk about? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Unless you make God true, friend, he ain't having a whole lot to do with you. That's just the truth. He says, I put the cookie on the bottom shelf for you. Here's the bottom shelf. Believe on my son Jesus. That's the bottom shelf right there. If you can't accept Jesus, then you have no part of me. It takes faith. Amen? That's where you start. Right there. And he'll take you that rest of that journey. This thought this morning, in case some of you have been thinking about it this morning, God is true whether you make him true or not. Can you say that with me? God is true whether you make him true or not. One more time. God is true whether you make him true or not. But watch this. But God will never be true to you until you make him true to you personally. That's the bottom line. You've got to make him true to you. It's not that, oh, he ain't true to you, make him true. Are you kidding me? He's true before you ever came along. But he's not true to you if you keep doubting him, if you keep saying this or that or living your life you want to live your life because, you know, it really doesn't matter because your word really doesn't mean that. You keep doing that. He'll never be true to you. He will never be true to you. But when you make him true and do what he says do, oh my gosh, your world will begin to be rocked and changed. How many would testify with that? Amen. Come on. Isn't that great? That is awesome. I know I'm telling the truth. Good stuff. Come on. Jesus talking to a woman who had had five husbands, living with the sixth, I believe. The woman at the well. A Samaritan woman. Culturally a dirty woman. Look what Jesus said. The hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in what? For the Father seeks such to worship Him. Hey, if you're dirty, if you're away from, we're all sinners. God is seeking sinners to make Him the truth. Y'all hearing me today? Jesus said, God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in what? Don't talk to me about your worship if you don't make God true. You can sing your little fancy song all day long. I don't give a whip. Amen? Is He true to you? Is what you're singing true? Are you living that truth? That's worship. Don't you believe it? That's worship, man. That's what I saw out of Joseph. Obedience to God is worship. We're done, Raj. We're flying. Joseph's walk of worship. That's what we've been looking at. What did Joseph do? How did he worship? At least from Clark's point of view this morning. Joseph made God what? He did what God said, do. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word, believe my word, you're my disciple, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you what? Free. That's the beauty of the Bible. That's why we get together on Sunday morning and do what we do, because it matters, and it gives you freedom and liberty in your life. It's incredible. Joseph made God true. He did what God said, do. This is true worship. Is God true to you? Say. Is He true to you? Or when I ask you that question, did something bad pop up that happened in your life and God let that happen so God isn't true to you? I'm telling you, that's the devil. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we don't do the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Satan wants to make God, in your mind, a dark God. Truth, and you're saying you're true, makes God a God of the light. Is that making sense to you? It's up to you. Joseph said, to heck with all of you. I'm keeping her, and I'm keeping the baby. Amen? And I'm going to walk this road wherever I got to go. And I'm going to be the best dad I can be to this kid. Amen? I love a guy like that. Amen? Can we praise the Lord for Joseph? Come on, let's do it. I believe he's listening. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Come on. Thank you so much for coming today. We try to close our service with a prayer and a song and then a time for me just to come down front. I just try to have another prayer with you and speak to your heart a little bit this morning. Okay? That's how we do church. We don't like just to put on a show and fly out the door. And, you know, I understand if you got to go to work. I understand that. But hang in here with me. This is the Lord's house and the Lord's day. Father, take this word, I pray. Speak to our hearts. Thank you, Father, for speaking to me in my office through your word. Thank you that I do have somebody, a bunch of somebodies in the Bible I can look up to and show me how to walk. Thank you for Joseph's walk. Help us to walk like that. In Jesus' name. Amen. The little song, We Fall Down.